Good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to the Ignite Your Purpose podcast, blog show, episode 146, where we talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle. It's a mix of the mental, physical, some spiritual knowledge, and our little catchphrase, it's the mind, body, soul, trifecta. It's me, I'm JB, I'm healthy, funky, free from the UK side of things. Over on the other side, is this good-looking geezer here? Max, say hi.
Mad Max, baby, what's going on? Negative deposit every day, that's what we do. Today, John, what are we chin-wagging about?
Okay, so I've just rushed in. Max has come back from work. We've both been doing the day job today, and we were struggling for subjects, or some of that kind of really stimulated us. Some of that might be able to bring you some value, so we've just made some bullshit up. Hopefully it'll work. I saw Elon Musk at the top of the headlines this afternoon, and Tesla, and he's in the shit. I don't know what for, but basically the same one thing, probably meaning something else, and then there's probably an ulterior motive behind that, and it'll come back around to space rockets and stuff. But from that, we've got the idea of saying one thing and doing the other. And Max is going to dive into why he and I started this podcast almost a year ago now, but only for, this is show 146 days in a row now. It started well, it went downhill, and we picked it up. So we think we're genuine, authentic. This is our opinion, our ideas on all manner of subjects of health and wellness and positivity and being better and doing better. So Max will tell you a bit about the show, how we came to get to know each other. And if we've got any time, you'll get the backstory on him, the backstory on me. Get your handkerchiefs out and we'll see how it goes.
Your handkerchiefs. So,
yeah, get on with it, Max. Start talking, Goose.
I'm Maverick, baby. Just remember that. I'm Tom Cruise. I got the big shades on.
Well, you mean short?
The short, yeah, that's right. The short version. Well, he's short too, yeah. So the starting point, just real talk. Two guys talking honestly. And on my side, I always, probably since the age of just, you know, being aware of health, which was for me in my, started in my early 20s, because I can remember, you know, how physically fit I was in high school and coming out of high school. And then it kind of started to wane a little as I was touring, as I was thinking fast food was still good, all this crazy shit, right? And I always admire people who were older that did it good and took health as step one. And when I mean step one, I don't mean your baby step one. I mean as health is what you do the minute you wake up. So John and I got the chin wagon. This is many years later. John and I only met a little while ago, and we decided, hey, I just finished a course. I was over in the London, UK. I said, hey, man, you want to have a quick chat one time? I want to talk about the journey of 1,000 steps starts with one, right? And John was like, cool. And from there, we went buck wild for about, let's say, 2-3 months. We started to talk once a week under the sun. And from there, we fell off. We fell off deep and hard. Why? Only John and I know.
Yeah,
it was all meant to be. But keeping it real, you know, John and I strictly only talk about, you know, yeah, cool, stuff we've learned, stuff we've read. But that's like, you know, reading a book on Chinese, but never being in China, right? So John and I just talked about what we read and what we viewed or visioned, that's one thing. But to actually tell you our story of how we implemented the grind, the hustles, the massive fails we've been through, the ridicules, and then still being able each day to grind it up just an inch after an inch after an inch, that's where the real talk is. That's what I wished I had had when I was just a young buck coming up, is some real talk. Not, this is what the book says, but I read this book, yes, and these are the trials and tribulations, and this is how it can be done. John, what do you think?
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah, thanks for listening, tuning in. We'll see you next time. Oh, you want me to say something? Okay. So, what have I jotted down here? I think we both basically left home at the same time, 13 or 14. So we've kind of been almost fending for ourselves for a long time. And we don't mean for you to start feeling sorry for us, or you guys have had it so hard, or laughing at us. It's just saying that for a long time, we were in a position where we actually could have done with some kind of mentor or father figure or coach, if you like, to be able to ask some questions to and not necessarily get the answer, but to just get their opinion and their experience on life, the universe, and everything. And because certainly for me, that eventually when I joined the military, there was lots of that kind of stuff. But we had to learn the hard way, really. How to get through, and what that transpired for me was a whole heap of depression, self-confidence disappearing, self-belief. And this is despite knowing that I'm an articulate, bright guy, but just if for somebody who would have said, John, you're on the right track there. Just keep going, mate. Just keep going a little bit more, and I think you're going to make it. You're going to break through. Rather than when we find things difficult, it's very easy if we haven't got a reference to stop. And to turn around and to go backwards and think, well, actually, that's not the way to go. And then when that happens once or twice or three times or 10 times or 100 times, that then becomes the, I think I'm having an actual breakthrough here online. That then becomes your natural default, is when you aspire to get to something, you'll stop yourself short of achieving it because you think, fucking hell, what do I do then? And so you go back and you start again. You think, oh man. You haven't achieved it, so your self-confidence gets knocked again. And I think what we were thinking when we started this is we've got some genuine, authentic stories and experiences. And although we've read the books and we've got the mentors now and we listen to the podcasts, it's stories about how we've actually applied some of this stuff in our own lives. And then stories about when it's gone freaking pear-shaped and not worked, when we've fallen off the edge of a cliff, had to go backwards. Curled up under the stone because it's not working and not very nice, but then had the wherewithal to get up and to do it again, actually having picked up a little bit of that mentorship along the way. So I think Max has got something to say on this, and hopefully I'll bring it back to a take home in a bit.
Starting this journey with John too is something you and I talked about. Like, this has become a passion and an obsession. And I think one of the scariest things for any of us on this beautiful, beautiful planet is wasted talent. And I think we become too complacent. And I think there's too many, if you want to say it, role models, John, because when I was looking for a man, when I was on the street at 16, people told me to play it safe. People told me, okay, do what you got to do, get that roof on your head. I didn't have anybody. If it wasn't for my own hustle, my own higher self, whatever was pushing me forward, and I don't know what that is still to this day, because you and I both could have went other routes, right? But nobody was like, man, go for it. Try this mother effort till the wheels fall off, right? Not
Everybody
one
says,
person said that.
play it safe, don't do it, don't
Totally.
do that until you actually achieve it. And then they say, yeah, oh, I always knew he was going to become something.
But if those who are educating us, and I don't mean it like as in teachers, but those who we look up to played it safe and stayed within the realm of the safety zone, and they didn't go too far outside the box. They didn't, they don't want to, they just want the one more. They just want the, I'll just pay my bills and all. How in the hell can you get elevated out of a fear-based system? Because the reason we play it safe is for exactly what John said before, because we don't want to fail. We don't want people to think poorly of us. We don't want anybody to make fun of us. Well, you know what? John and I are here putting ourselves out. We've been doing it for a year. And man, I've had the craziest questions. I know John's had people look at him sideways too. We're still here. The numbers are still growing. We're still getting asked to do interviews. And it's not about that. It's just about if you start something, You have a passion for it, you're educated in it, and you have enough.